Mark chapter 4, verse 28. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. Can you believe that Thanksgiving is next week already? And after that, it's what, 11 school days until finals? The semester is rapidly drawing to a close. If this is your first school year away from home, some of the days perhaps have seemed long to you, but if we try to assess what learning we have accomplished during these weeks and months, the semester might not seem quite so large. Teachers like to analyze what things might help students to learn and which things perhaps might not. And just when they think they have found a great way to help you grasp something, along comes someone for whom a different way is more helpful. The fact is, there is always a certain epistemological unknown. Even with all of our axioms and theories. And it's generally true of other fields too. There are unknowns, aren't there? How can atoms that are constantly in motion form bleachers that sustain your weight? Why don't they let you sink down like quicksand? Or in medicine, we observe what happens to most people when they imbibe aspirin. But it doesn't work the same for all, and no doctor can make it work the same for all. They constantly need to keep tabs on what the meds are doing. In agriculture, we can study and study about how things grow and what helps them grow, but our study does not make them grow. A farmer can plant a seed and pull a weed, water and feed, and then if it doesn't grow, try to figure out what went wrong. But a farmer can't actually make the seed sprout and grow or produce a crop. He can feed and take care of the cow, provide certain conditions, but he cannot force her to produce milk. Jesus reminded us of this when he said, all by itself, the soil produces grain. He was surely not excluding God, who created the soil and sustains every living thing, but he was reminding us that it is outside the realm of the farmer to actually produce the crop. He sleeps at night, he rises by day, he has work to do, but the germination, the sprouting, the growing, and the ripening are not dependent upon his strength. It happens even unobserved, even though he does not know how. And so it is also under the ruling hand of God, isn't it? That is, in his kingdom. He has work, important work, for us to do. We have a seed to plant, and it is a powerful seed too. A seed that can turn people from destruction and persuade them to trust the forgiveness of a God that they once considered their fiercest enemy. It can take people whose only purpose in life is to find the most comfortable place to lie down and make of them people with their eyes on the horizon, people who have an eternal goal that directs their footsteps. But all that we can do is plant that seed, water and weed. It's not within our power to produce faith or sanctification. And when the fields are white with the harvest, even then all we can do is bring the Spirit's word to those whom the Lord will gather. It's kind of a relief, isn't it? a relief that we do not have to know how the molecular structure of the bench works before we sit down on it? What a relief that it does not depend on our understanding of how God causes His Word to grow in the hearts of people. He goes way beyond our headlights anyway. Like those tomato seeds or flower seeds that we planted in milk cartons in grade school, the Word we share as we have opportunity simply grows when and where God causes it to grow. And in the end, He will send His angels to gather His harvest to safety. But what a privilege it is then that He lets us work in His field right now and see some of His glorious fruit. Not only does it give us the joy of serving our Savior King, but it also strengthens us to be exercised in His kingdom. We see His powerful Word at work, persuading, convincing, assuring souls to trust in Him and His Word of forgiveness. And what do you know? That same Word that we are planting is also working in our hearts, persuading, convincing, assuring us that Him we can trust forever. And in His arms we are always safe, that we are children of the Heavenly Father. Hymn 785.